We'll continue now hearing about the importance of hearing. And we'll hear a lecture of Srila Prabhupada's, a class given in New Vrindavan in 1972. We've discussed already detachment as a required equipment, and attachment to Krishna, which comes by the process of devotional service, the pleasure of spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. These are meant to purify the heart and increase our attachment to Krishna. And we've spoken about hearing as, in one sense, the essence of the process. Ihan mali sechi nitya shravanadi jal. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that we have to sprinkle the devotional plant with the water of hearing and chanting. Nitya. Nitya sechi. Nitya, continuously, or at least daily, we have to do that. Now here's some words by Srila Prabhupada from this class, specifically about hearing. There's two parts. One is about 7 minutes and the other is 6 minutes. And the importance of developing that taste for hearing about Krishna. This is the water that makes the plant of devotion grow. Okay? Anyone need a little more time to get settled and get a sheet or something? Let's begin. I think we'll start.
Oh, are hearing about Krishna. Vishakshena katha asila. So, you can have your churches, temple or mosque, but if you do not develop your tendency to hear about God, then it will not be successful. Sramayeva hi kevalam. Sramayeva hi kevalam.
Should we play that part again? Very important. Mosques, temples, churches. If we don't develop the tendency to hear about God, it will not be successful.
Dharma-sanusthita punusha viśyakṣena kathāsuja nutpāda-idratiṃ-yadi. By going daily to the temple or to the church or to the mosque or anywhere, any religious building or institution, if you do not develop your propensity to hear about God, then you have wasted your time.
Yes. So pointed Prabhupada is about this.
Coming, it is simply labor, that's it. So that is the test. Therefore, either in temple or in church, in mosque, there must be regular recitation on the talks of God. Otherwise people will lose interest. And the churches and temples have to be closed. So that talks of God is here in Krishna consciousness. Because our God is not impersonal, void. No. He is the Supreme Person, Krishna. You can see personally how he is standing, how he is enjoying with his eternal consort, lover, Srimati Radharani. Here is God, actually. God is not engaged in punishing somebody. Original God. God is engaged in enjoying with his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is enchanting Krishna, and Krishna is enchanting Radharani. This is the business of God. Due lage uhra huri. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that when Krishna comes before Radharani, she becomes so much engladdened by seeing the beauty of Krishna that she becomes more beautiful. And as soon as Radharani becomes more beautiful, Krishna becomes engladdened and he becomes more beautiful. So unlimitedly there is competition of becoming more beautiful. Duhe lage hurai. That is this thing. Competition. Because in the spiritual world, everything is unlimited. So unlimitedly, both of them becoming beautiful, and both of them are enjoying, unlimited. This is Krishna consciousness. So similarly, if we develop our propensity to hear about God and His activities with His cowherd boy's friend, with His girlfriends, gopis, with His mother, with His father, with His teacher, so many. Everything is imitation, perverted reflection. Here also we have got those relationship between father and the son, relationship between conjugal lover, the boy and the girl, relationship between friend and friend, relationship between master and servant. Everything is here also. But because they are material, they do not stand. I am servant of somebody, if he does not pay me salary, I give up his service. I am friend of somebody, if my intention is not fulfilled, then I give up that friendship. My love with a boy or with a girl is there, but as soon as there is some discrepancy, there is divorce. So here everything is perverted. And it's so many faulty ideas. But this very thing is there in the kingdom of God, in relationship with God, Krishna. And there everything is eternal. By becoming servant of God, you eternally enjoy Him as master. By becoming a friend of God, you enjoy eternal friendship. By becoming father or mother of God, you enjoy the parental affection between father and son. And by becoming lover of God, you become eternally happy. So, unless you hear about these things, then how can we intensify to go to God? Just like when I hear about some country, that this country is like this, and there is such and such happiness, and such enjoyment, then we think of making a tourist list to go there. Therefore, to go back to home, back to Godhead, unless we hear about Him, how we can be inclined? Therefore, God comes. Krishna comes. He manifests His pastimes in Vrindavan. How He's dealing with friends, servants, mother, father, lover, so that we may be inclined to go back to home, back to God. This is God's mercy. Therefore, executing religious principle means the result must be to develop our propensity to hear about God. Notpadaye the rati. This rati means just like rati is called sexual appetite. The Goswamis, they are described rati. How rati is explained? Jubati nang jatha juno. Just like young boy and young girl, they meet together. Immediately, their sex impulse become agitated. It hasn't got to be taught them. Naturally. He wants to talk or she wants to talk. So, this is called rati, spontaneous attraction. This is called, it has not to be taught, spontaneous. So, as soon as there is spontaneous attraction to hear about God. That we mean that we are attaining perfection in religion. So if you are going on as a hackneyed program to the church, to the temple, or to the...
Hackneyed. The word here in the lecture, it wrote it as happening program, but it was hackneyed, meaning hackneyed means just doing the same thing every day. If it's just ritual, boring, and that's the mood that's developing in the heart. So if you're going on as a hackneyed program to the church, to the temple, or to the mosque...
Oh, but there is no spontaneous attraction for hearing about God. Then it is simply labor, simply waste of time, that's all.
So what, anything strike anyone about that lecture, other than the obvious point that we have to learn to develop a taste for hearing about Krishna? And of course the question is asked, well, I don't have a taste. And you say, I have to learn to develop a taste, but I don't have a taste. Well, what do I do? And the answer is, by the process of hearing and chanting and service, the taste comes. Shushusho shradhanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahatsevyo vipro puna tirtana sevyat. Service to the devotees, service to the mission, service to the cause, this is the result of that. Vasudeva kataruchi, a taste for hearing about Vasudev, hearing about Krishna. Anything particularly strike anyone in that class that Prabhupada is giving? Amiyatma Prabhu? Yes, that the purpose of the temple and the mosque is to facilitate this. Tandera charata sevi bhakta sanivas. Thank you. I couldn't hear. And if hearing isn't going on in a church, it becomes an empty ritual. So this, more and more and more hearing and chanting and hearing and chanting and distributing hearing and chanting. But this is the heart of it all. I actually, Prabhupada put it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he was in Hong Kong when he dictated a particular purport where he said that even for if so-called advanced devotees give up the process of hearing and chanting because thinking that they're mature, it is due to offense only. They're thinking, oh, I've given it up, but actually it is run from them due to offenses. Yes. From this God-given opportunity. So that as grains and eating give one strength, so similarly the hearing and chanting give one strength and spiritual life. It is, and if we don't do that, we will fall down and just eat, sleep. It becomes mechanical, just a place to live, a way to fulfill the bodily necessities. But no, there's something so valuable to obtain, and that is the relationship with Krishna that Prabhupada's talking about. That's real. It is sweeter than the sweetest.
That is explained here. Dharma san sthitattam san visakshina kathasu ja nutpadayata ratin yadi tramaye vahi kevalam. So, to come to this platform of spontaneous attraction, you have to execute some other formulas. What is that? That as you are coming here with some faith, sadhya, or respect, here is a temple, you should come. You should come regularly. Why? Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. If you come regularly, then these boys and girls who are engaged in the worship of Krishna, or who are developing the life of devotee, practicing under the direction of the spiritual master, they are called sadhu. Sadhu means those who are acting very pious. So those who are acting for Krishna, they are automatically pious. Because God is pure, and those who are acting for God, they are pious. Each and every activities in this temple are pious activities. Therefore, they are pious. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sanga. And as soon as you associate with the pious devotees, naturally there will be inclination to act like them. Why not act like them? Actually that is happening. They are dressing like this. They are keeping their body like this. They are chanting Hare Krishna mantra in the back. They are worshipping, they are reading. Why not become like them? So Adu Saddha, first with respectful tendency to come in the center, then to make association with them. And the next stage is to become like them. Then he approaches the spiritual master, kindly initiate me, bhajanakriya. And as soon as you take to this bhajanakriya, to devotional service, anartha nivittishyat, anartha, some unwanted things which you have practiced. What is that? Illicit sex. Or if you want sex, why don't you marry and live respectfully, husband and wife? Why illicit sex? This is unwanted, but you have practiced. But if you become devotee, you can give up this nonsense practice. Illicit sex, meat eating, why meat eating? We have got so many nice preparation. Sandesh, rasgulla, halwa, puri, luchi. Why shall I eat these nasty things? Rotten. It is slaughtered and kept for 3,000 years in the refrigerator. And that rotten thing is taken and eaten. So, why should we take that? Why smoking this nonsense? It is stated in every cigarette box. It is injurious to health or something like that. What is that? Warning. But still, they are eating that poison. They are drinking. So these are anarthas, unwanted things. By bad association, we are habituated to this nonsense practice. But if you become a devotee and render service to Krishna under the direction of your spiritual master, these things will automatically vanish. Anartha nivittishya, tato nishcha, then your faith becomes firm. Tato nishcha, tato ruchi, tatha shakti, ashakti, the spontaneous attraction. Religious principle means you have to execute the preliminary formulas. But the ultimate end will be you will have spontaneous attraction for hearing about God or Krishna. That is wanted. If that thing is not done, then you are simply wasting time by going to church or temple or mosque and any nonsense. Notpada edratin jadi sramaye bahi kevalam. Simply waste of time. So don't become a show bottle of religious man. Actually, try to understand what is religion, what is God, and make your life successful. Thank you.
Very strong words. It hits heavy, I find. Don't become a show bottle. What is a show bottle? Don't become a show bottle of religious life. What is a show bottle, Mother Sharanagati? In the window of a pharmacy, it's colored water in a bottle for show to draw people in. And it's advertising it as this is the medicine. But it's only a show bottle. It is only colored water. There is nothing of value inside. So Prabhupada says, so don't become a show bottle of religious life.
the show bottle of religion feels very unsatisfied inside. The show bottle of religion, empty inside but carrying on the outside, and perhaps we've all had that experience, and it is not very pleasant at all. So what is the cure? Actually, Prabhupada says, actually try to understand what is religion. And what is religion? What did he say it is? Yes, spontaneous attraction. But notice also, he's pointing to the spontaneous attraction to hearing about Krishna and his pastimes, because in that hearing, Krishna is actually there. But spontaneously being able to taste the spiritual energy, the spiritual dealings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual dealings of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, through the hearing process. So how important is the hearing? It is, Prabhupada is saying here, it is that, to be spontaneously attracted to hearing as a goal in Krishna consciousness. So we can't imitate that. From now on, I'm going to be spontaneously attracted to hearing. It certainly doesn't work like that. But it is the goal. It is a prerequisite for being on top of the mountain itself. And then Prabhupada says, therefore actually try to understand what is religion. It is love for Krishna. And hearing about the loving dealings of Krishna and his devotees, and that's what's in the Bhagavatam from the beginning to the end. The processes of advancing. Hearing about, understand what is religion, what is God, what is God. So what is Prabhupada talking about? He's talking about that Supreme Lord, Krishna. He had mentioned that earlier. Krishna and his dealings in Vrindavan, this is God. And we heard that yesterday. How that Supreme Personality, when we're hearing, remember, does anyone remember one of the meetings of Madhupati? Does anyone remember one of the meetings of Madhupati being Yadupati and what the implication of that was? Yeah, he is the master of the Yadu dynasty. And look what he's doing. He's wandering in the grounds, the cowherd grounds of Vrindavan, without shoes on, in exchange of loving dealings with these special, most special devotees of Vrindavan. So understand, what is God? What causes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the all-powerful Lord, to take off his shoes? The innermost part of he's revealing the innermost part of his heart by revealing these most intimate activities. And he so kindly comes and displays these activities so that the devotees can hear and speak about them, not mistaking them to be the activities of the material world, but they can hear and speak about them and develop an attraction. I want to be there. I don't want to be here. I want to be there. That is my home. That is where the taste is. And what am I willing to do to get there? That is the subject of the fourth of the qualities that we need to be equipped with to ascend. These aren't the four qualities. In the sense that this is, you know, that type of an authoritative presentation. No, these are the qualities mentioned by the that I've pulled out of the teachings of Sanat Kumar to Maharaj Prithu, and they are certainly very, very powerful. The first one, detachment. Second one, develop attachment, and then we've moved from that directly to hearing as the method. And the fourth one is, we'll spend some time on, is that we have to take shelter. Make Krishna our shelter. Sanat Kumar, almost summing up everything that he says to Maharaj Prithu, in the last two verses of his instructions, and please listen carefully to these. He says, and this is the summary of everything he wants to tell, because within this taking shelter of Krishna is everything. Sharanagati, it is called, and as we usually translate it, is surrender. But it is returning to our actual shelter. In this material world, we look for security, we look for shelter, but we don't find it because it doesn't exist here. Our shelter, our sharanagati, is in Krishna. Sharanam braja, ham tam sarva papebhyo moksha shami masucha. Here is what Sanat Kumar says. The devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome the hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult. What is the hard-knotted desire for fruitive activities? The activities we perform to gain something for ourselves as the center. So it is very difficult to break this knot. It is knotted and tied into the false ego. But the devotees can do it very easily. How is this possible? Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do it. Therefore, to do it, to break the knot that ties us to the material world, you are advised, O Prithu Maharaj, to engage in the devotional service of Krishna. Bhaja Vasudevam. Bhaja. Devotion. The service springing from the heart's devotion. Engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. The ocean of nescience. The entirety of the material existence, the consciousness that attaches us to the material existence, the oceans of nescience, is difficult to cross. Why? Because it is infested. This ocean is infested with many dangerous sharks. What are those sharks? We'll speak about this, Krishna willing, next time. There are all our material desires. They want to gobble us up, eat us. They are merciless. It is dangerous and difficult to cross this ocean because of the sharks of our material desires. Although those who are non-devotees undergo severe austerities and penances to cross that ocean, this is not what the four Kumaras are recommending. Rather, they say, we recommend that you simply take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are like boats for crossing the ocean. Although the ocean is difficult to cross, by taking shelter of his lotus feet, you will overcome all dangers. My dear devotees, this is so simple, but yet so difficult to do. Part of the reason, from my own experience, is I'm not sure what it means to take shelter of Krishna. To take shelter of his lotus feet. To surrender to him. Does it mean just do as you're told? I heard one lecture of Prabhupada's, it was in a letter rather, where he said, in the beginning, I'm paraphrasing, that's what it means. Do as you're told. But later he said, you get your freedom. Why is it in the beginning, do as you're told, and especially Westerners, this is not part of our culture, do as you're told. The first thing, as soon as the child, a Western child, pops out of the womb, he says, no! We're trained like this. And souls who have this rebellious spirit take their births in these wombs so that they learn, no! We're taught evolutionary theory from the beginning of our childhood. We're evolving. The parents are not as, therefore, because the parents, it's evolutionary. We're progressing towards perfection. Therefore, the parents know less than the children. Ask any 16-year-old. They'll tell you the same thing. If we listen to our parents, that'll ruin progress. We can't follow their ways. We have to go. We're evolving. It's trained in the culture. It's Kali Yuga. Independence. There is no shelter. And the more we try to enjoy this world, the more we lose our faith and hope that about anything, that the only person who cares about me is going to take care of me is me. And therefore, I dedicate my life to complete selfishness and taking care of myself. And the more we do that, the more miserable and lonely and unhappy our hearts become. And hard, callous, cruel, selfish, miserable, more and more miserable. But here there is a solution. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. In the beginning, do as you're told because we don't know what will please Krishna. But when we learn what will please Krishna, our responsibility is to act on that level for Krishna's pleasure, and that is Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness. Putting Krishna back in the center, the positive alternative to materialistic, miserable life where everyone is trying to be the center oneself. Act in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. Think like that. How should I act right now that will please Krishna? Take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. My dear devotees, yesterday I gave a homework assignment. Does anyone remember what that homework assignment was? What to speak of doing it? Yes, Prabhu. What's your mind? What's your mind? Did anyone try this? Raise your hand if you actually tried to watch your mind and in difficult circumstances. What did you note? Jai Gopal Prabhu. Such as, be a little specific. Sorry. Yeah, when there's difficulty, that's one thing that everyone learns to do. Feed the mouth. Or go to sleep, or waste time, or in the West, it's very much go shopping. When all else fails, go shopping. Or did anyone get angry? Notice himself really getting angry at anyone when things didn't work the way they wanted? Yeah. As if the whole world is supposed to be organized about working the way I want? I see myself doing that really a lot. I get surprised. How much anger is there inside? When things don't go the way I want, anger comes out. But anger is not a shelter. It is a covering over the soul. Now, what's going to happen to me if I don't learn the art of taking shelter of Krishna? What's going to happen to me at death? When my mind is disturbed, when there's so much pain, when I can't breathe, this world, my dear devotees, is the land of sadhana, a testing ground, a practice ground, to go back to Godhead. to serve Krishna, to love C.C. Radha and Krishna. But what do I do when my mind, when I become conscious that my mind takes shelter of everything but Krishna? When my life is peaceful and I can organize everything just the way I want, and I've just eaten and I've just rested, and everyone is listening to me or no one's around, then I can sit and chant. But what do I do with this mind when I notice that it is averse to Krishna? Krishna buli se jeev anadi bahi muk. Turning my back on Krishna under pressure. What to do with this crazy mind? It's war. There are other ways, excuse me. But one way or another, there is the strong way. I'm just going to, no matter how loud my mind gets, I'm going to chant louder, which is a practical way for many devotees. I'm going to just, I recognize it, become conscious of it, and then what I do is, Krishna, 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 please help me. My mind is doing it again. Please help me. This is not a shelter. Please give me shelter. This is the recommendation of who? When the highwayman of lust comes to steal away the valuable jewels of realizations that you have gathered through your hard work of Krishna consciousness, and then your mind starts whispering in your ear something that's going to grow. It comes in very gently with a soft thought, but quickly it grows to be a monster. Well, as quickly as possible, recognize it. And then what is Raghunath Das Goswami's recommendation? Yes, call out for help. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Come to help. The light drives out darkness. There is no separate endeavor. Men, and Sanat Kumar, the guru of the gyanis and yogis, is saying that the gyanis and yogis and karmis fail because they attempt by their own efforts. But our efforts, Mam eva te papadyante mayam etan taranti te, they will not work. We need to surrender to Krishna. We need to develop the practice of, somehow or another, wild as my mind is, Krishna, 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 help me, save me. Mahaprabhu taught this. When he was going to South India, when he began his preaching after taking sannyas, he began, Jai Gopal, you ready, Prabhu? The drum, it's time. When he began his preaching, he began practically speaking by singing, Krishna, 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 hey, everyone. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Rakshamam means what? Protect me. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Paimam.
Paimam means protect me.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
oh, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
protect me, save me. What do I need protection and saving from more than anything else? Dushtamana. This mind, because it takes shelter everywhere but Krishna. And the cure is this calling out Krishna's names, or another cure. Raghunath Das Goswami also pleads, oh my dear mind, please develop attachment on the positive side. And Krishna, so it's pleading or loud chanting, one, sometimes pleading, sometimes a stick, sometimes loud chanting, sometimes criticizing the mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommended beating the mind with brooms, sticks, criticizing the mind. I followed you for so many, in this life, so many times, and look where it's given, gotten me so much trouble, so much bad habits. Now please, I beg you, develop unprecedented rati, attachment, for the lotus feet and the service of Sri Guru, of Giriraj Govardhan, of Vrindavan, of Sri Gaur, Sri Nitai. Please, the mind, your mind, you hold on and you reject. Now, please get it straight. I have no other shelter but you. If left to my own devices, I'll prove again and again how faulty and problem-filled I am. This is the fourth, really the fifth, property, equipment we need to climb this mountain, taking shelter. And we need humility to do this. For detachment, we need humility. For attachment to Krishna, we need humility. For hearing, we need humility. For taking shelter, we have to acknowledge our own insignificance. 1/10,000th the tip of the hair in size, what does that do to your self-esteem? Insignificance. But don't let insignificance and problems become neurotic self-indulgence. Call out to Krishna for help. When there's a problem, when you realize how entangled and crazy the mind is, this problem, that problem, call out to Krishna for help. Then the problem becomes a blessing. And if we get a blessing by Krishna's grace, and we become proud, the blessing turns into a problem. So increase, we must, my dear devotees, we must increase our attachment, our experience. We must learn to depend on Krishna, which is the essence. Looking to Krishna as protector. This is the essence of surrender, of Sharanagati. I have no other shelter but you. There are a few songs. Oh, Hare Krishna. The first one, Bhaktivinod Thakur's recommendation.
Now?
Everyone sing.
Lord Gaurasunda sings in a very sweet voice.
Everyone sing.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Tako mane, tako sada hari bole, tako. Suke duke bo
Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari, Hari. Do not forget this chanting. Whether you're in a happy condition or a distressful one, just fill your lips with Harinam. First verse again.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Bhaktivinod Thakur says, Namasraya jata kore jatana tumi. Namasraya, that we have to take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. Not just chant Hare Krishna, but take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. Be fixed in that.
Srila Rupa Goswami says in the first verse of his Namastak, O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads. The Upanishads are meant to worship the lotus feet of Krishna, of Harinam, which are the crown jewels of the Vedas, the Upanishads. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. People, what's the first thing when people are feeling unsteady in Krishna consciousness? What is the first thing generally people do? Huh? Yeah, but before you go shopping, you have to do one thing. Huh? Yeah. You have to count your money. People count their money to see how much money they have just in case. Why? Because money is wealth. Money is our wealth. It's our protection. It's our energy. It's Shakti. Because without money, there is no... You can't control things. You're at everyone's mercy without money. Without wealth, without money, you can't enjoy. So everyone in this world tends to take shelter of their wealth, their money. But what is our real wealth? That's where we should take shelter. So we follow in our Guru Parampara, we follow in the lotus footprints of so many devotees to learn where our real wealth is. But here, we'll hear where Srila Narottama Das Thakur considers his wealth.
Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Shri Murasha Shri Rupa Manjari Pada
of Sri Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami's eternal form as a gopi of Braja, are my real wealth. They're the object of my bhajan and puja. They're the treasure of my heart, and they are my ornaments and the life of my life.
I read an interesting quotation of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's, where he said that one should pray to Srila Rupa Goswami and his followers, because Mahaprabhu placed his feet upon Srila Rupa Goswami's head and gave him his full mercy. So therefore we should pray for a drop of that mercy. And we should pray to the holy names, he continued, to make us qualified to what? To serve the holy name. And thereby, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the holy name will take up residence in your heart and reveal his form to you. This is our shelter.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Akura, when coming to Vrindavan, says, that tune, keep playing that same melody, that was so nice. Akura, when he came to Vrindavan, said to Krishna, well, this is when he took shelter. This is what he said. What learned person would approach anyone but you for shelter? When you are the affectionate, grateful, and truthful well-wisher of your devotees. To those who worship you in sincere friendship, you reward everything they desire, even your own self, yet you never increase or diminish. Sri Uddhava said, my dear Lord, for one who is being tormented on the terrible path of birth and death and is constantly overwhelmed by the threefold miseries, I do not see any possible shelter other than your 2 feet, which are just like refreshing umbrella, like a refreshing umbrella that pours down showers of delicious nectar. And Muchukunda, praise to Krishna in this way. For so long I have been troubled, I have been pained by troubles in this world, and I have been burning in lamentation. My 6 enemies, headed by lust and anger and greed and illusion, they are never satisfied, and I can find no peace. Therefore, O giver of shelter, O supreme soul, please protect me. O Lord, in the midst of danger, I have by good fortune approached your lotus feet, which are the truth, and which make one fearless and free from sorrow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
the final words of Srila Prabhupada's in the lecture that we just heard. By bad association, we are habituated to these nonsense practices. But if you become a devotee and render service to Krishna under the direction of your spiritual master, these things will automatically vanquish. Anarta navritti syat tato nishta. Then your faith becomes firm. Tato nishta tato ruchi yata shaktis. A shakti, it is spontaneous attraction. So religious principle means you have to execute the preliminary formulas. But the ultimate end will be you'll have spontaneous attraction for hearing about God, Krishna. That is wanted. If that thing is not done, then you are simply wasting time by going to church or temple or mosque or any nonsense. Not padied yadira tim shrama eva hi kevalam. Simply waste of time. So don't become a show bottle of religious life. Actually, try to understand what is religion, what is God, and make your life successful. Thank you very much. Ago, Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire to circumambulate Govardhan Hill and be in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his beautiful, beautiful transcendental body, walked around Govardhan Hill in complete ecstasy, embracing rocks of Govardhan, tears coming from his eyes. Nityananda Prabhu walked around Govardhan, walked in these very places where we are now. And 5,000 years ago, every day, Krishna would come here with the cows and graze them. The boys were there. This was a meeting place between the gopis, Krishna. All the residents of Vrindavan walked around Govardhan Hill and worshipped Govardhan Hill. Aren't we lucky to be here? Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj!